So today we're going to talk about the keto diet. Chances are you've heard people talking about it. If you haven't, you will. I'm hearing about it everywhere. It's the latest craze that people swear by. Here's what fans say. They say that the keto diet helps you lose weight, completely change your body composition, and improve your health in huge ways. Things like controlling blood sugar, normalizing cholesterol, even reducing the risk of major diseases like cancer. So we're going to get into all that in a second with the two of my guests here. But first, how does it work? Well, it's not for the faint of heart, at least for someone like me. We've all heard of Atkins. This, to me, seems like next level Atkins. The keto diet is high fat, really high fat, moderate protein, low carbs. High fat is in up to 70% of your diet for meat, cream, butter, eggs, nuts, things like that. Low fat is in less than 35 grams of carbs a day. That's about a cup of pasta, less than a cup of pasta or one sweet potato. So here's what your body does with that. In the simplest of terms, the body uses your carbs for energy. But when you deplete carbs to almost nothing, like with the keto diet, the body needs an alternate energy source. So it turns to fat, converting it into ketones, which it can then use as fuel, sending your body into a metabolic state called ketosis. So with all the benefits that we've just mentioned, that comes from that state of ketosis. So is this really the prescription we've been looking for? Well, my first guest thinks so. He calls it the ultimate life hack. John Harrington has been a keto devotee for 3 years. He says it's completely changed his life, helping him drop body fat, reducing inflammation, eliminating long-standing sciatic nerve pain, getting rid of snoring, and eliminating hunger for vast stretches of time, which sounds like a huge benefit. You said you didn't eat for 72 hours once?
Yeah. About a year and a half ago, I was just kind of experimenting with fasting, and I think just by accident, I didn't eat for 24 hours, and I thought I'd just see how far I could take it. And, you know, at 72 hours, it wasn't that I was extremely hungry. It was more, I was like, you know, I'm not sure I want to take this experiment any further until, you know, I'm not going to work and commuting every day and stuff. So, you know, I kind of gave in, but it's certainly something I want to explore more.